From imaginary roads, we journey in search of elusive vistas. Sometimes we venture in the wrong direction, toward the wrong destination. Join us as we head for parts known and unknown on WDWD Off the Map Radio.
Your witness in the refuge of the road. In a highway service station over the month of June was a photograph of the earth taken coming back from the moon. And you couldn't see the city on that marble
summer day, a steady stream. Pilgrims travel toward a dream as the rain came down. 300,000, maybe more, with tents and bedrolls heading for a Catskill town.
The map with imaginary stations. It's Wrong Direction, Wrong Destination, WDWD Radio. Here's One Deck Pete to take us on the high road.
One Deck Pete presents I'll Take the High Road Too.
We'll be right back.
Imaginary Stations wants to hear from you, because radio connects us all. Do you have a phone with a microphone? Send us an audio postcard from wherever you are in the world. Send us greetings from outside the train station in Paris, or your favorite songbird from Germany. Send your audio to imaginarystations@gmail.com, and you may hear yourself in an upcoming broadcast. You're wandering off the beaten path with WDWD Off the Map Radio from Imaginary Stations.
continent of Atlantis was an island which lay before the Great Flood in the area we now call the Atlantic Ocean. So great an area of land that from her western shores those beautiful sailors journeyed to the south and the North Americas with ease in their ships with painted sails. To the east, Africa was her neighbor, across a short strait of sea miles. The great Egyptian age is but a remnant of the Atlantean culture. The antediluvian kings colonized the world. All the gods who play in the mythological dramas, in all legends from all lands, were from fair Atlantis. Knowing her fate, Atlantis sent out ships to all corners of the earth. On board were the 12. The poet, the physician, the farmer, the scientist, the magician, and the other so-called gods of our legends, though gods they were. And as the elders of our time choose to remain blind, let us rejoice and let us sing and dance and ring in the new. Hail Atlantis!
From Atlantis to the Ionosphere, it's WDWD Off the Map Radio from Imaginary Stations. If you'd like to help keep us on the airwaves here on Shortwave, email us at imaginarystations@gmail.com. That's imaginarystations@gmail.com.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, but her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go. But her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a saddening bore, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools if they ask her to focus on shameless fighting in the dance hall. Is there life on Mars? It's on America's tortured brow. Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be written again, as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the
she made your change? Was she so rediscovered? Was your heart rearranged? You still taking pills in the morning? And did you lose that longing now for a walk through an ocean town? Cause this town's just an ocean now. You don't hate the summers, you're just afraid of the space, asking strangers for answers to forget what they say. A boat beside a dock in the sunlight, nothing but the water in the sunrise now. Just a lack of an open mouth, cause this town's just an ocean now. Bad, I miss this place, your head and your heart. And my dad still tells me when they're playing your songs, laughing at the way that you would say, if only, baby, there were cameras in the traffic lights. They'd make me a star, they'd make me a star. I wanna go to Maine. I wanna go to Maine. Dad, I miss this place, your head and your heart. And my dad still tells me when they're playing your songs, laughing at the way that you would say, if only, baby, there were cameras in the traffic lights. They make me a star, they make me a star. I wanna go to Maine. I wanna go to Maine. God, tell me, lover, once you've had your change of heart, cause we're no more than the fossils on Crescent Beach State Park. And we used to sing along to church bells on Sundays, and can you even hear them from the subway now? And I hope that we make you proud, cause this town's just an ocean now.
Forest bird, it ran one step ahead as we followed in the dance. Between the parted pages, and were pressed in love's hot fevered iron like a striped pair of pants. This park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. I recall the yellow cotton dress foaming like a wave on the ground around your knees. The birds like tender babies in your hands, and the old men playing checkers by the trees. This park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green ice flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have the recipe again. Oh no.
for I will sing it. There will be another dream for me. Someone will bring it. I will drink the wine while it is warm and never let you catch me looking at the sun. And after all the loves of my life, after all the loves of my life, you'll still be the one. I will take my life into my hands and I will use it. I will win the worship in your eyes and I will lose you. I will have the things that I desire and my passion flow like rivers through the sky. And after all the loves of my life, oh, after all the loves of my life, I'll be thinking of you and wondering why.
You can't top that. MacArthur's Park. Well, I'm DJ Frederick, and on behalf of One Deck Pete and Justin Patrick Moore, I want to say thank you for listening to Imaginary Stations and venturing off the map with us. I'm heading back to Skybird Studios somewhere along the 45th parallel.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River, dark and dusty, painted on the sky, misty taste of moonshine, teardrop from my eyes. Country road, take me home to the place where I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country road, all my memories get around us. Minutes later, spring into the waters. Life is older, older than the trees, younger than the mountain, blowing like a breeze. Country road, take me home to the place where I belong. Country road, I hear her voice in the morning as she calls me. The radio reminds me of my home far away. Driving down the road, I got the feeling that I should have been home yesterday. Yesterday, country road, take me home. I belong, West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country road, sweet talking mama, take me home. Country road, sweet talking papa, take me home. Country road, got to go, I've got to go, take me home. Yeah, yeah.
Exploring science in the sea. What a volcano gives, it can also take away. Consider the tiny Pacific islands of Hunga Tonga and Hunga Ha'apai. They were built by an underwater volcano named for the islands. An eruption in 2015 built new land that connected them. But a spectacular eruption in 2022 blasted away not only the new land, but much of the two islands. It may have been the most powerful eruption since the island of Krakatoa was blasted to bits in 1883, and its effects were felt around the entire planet. The volcano is in the nation of Tonga, a chain of islands about a third of the way from New Zealand to Hawaii. It blew a cloud of ash high into the sky in December of 2021. It erupted more violently a month later. This time, the ash cloud reached altitudes of 30 miles, higher than any other eruption yet seen. It produced 200,000 lightning blasts, and it was heard as far as Alaska, more than 6,000 miles away. The new outburst also created high-speed tsunamis. They devastated parts of Tonga and reached Japan and the Americas. The tsunamis might have been sped up by pressure waves in the air. There were several kinds of waves in the atmosphere. Some circled the planet up to six times. They even climbed scores of miles high, where they created high-speed winds and odd electric currents. Hunga Tonga Hunga Ha'apai produces modest eruptions every few decades, and big ones once a millennium or so. So we haven't heard the last of this underwater monster. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute, I'm Holly Brawley.